Okay, another secret. What is it? Goodwill, or we can say charity and kindness. This comes under the empowering other sections. That's what goodwill does. And as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, it is one of the most beautiful compensations of life that no man can sincerely try to help another without helping himself. So what is a blind spot? Well, having a good heart, serving others, and having goodwill is something we think we are already doing. Ask yourself, can you do more? When you are able to show sincere kindness to others, it empowers them and increases your charisma level. We don't develop goodwill by getting something from someone. It is just done because it's the right thing to do. The blind spot is thinking, when I arrive, whenever that may be, I'll be kinder, be more charitable, and offer more goodwill. When I have more time and money, I'll give back. The time to start is now. So what does the research show? Helping others not only builds self-respect, but also improves your health. The University of Michigan found that people who did volunteer work and cared for others had a 60% lower rate of premature death. Viktor Frankl says personal meaning always points and is directed to something, someone other than oneself. Another one, showing concern means exhibiting genuine friendliness and goodwill for the other person's best interest. It means acting with consideration, politeness, and civility. It is the foundation for all interactions and creates a mood of concern in return. Respect is based on the sum total of how you've conducted yourself in professional and personal affairs. If you have shown respect, integrity, and character in all your dealings, people will know it, people will sense it. And last but not least, our society places great value on charisma. If you happen to be charismatic, great, but that isn't the signature characteristic of a great leader. We think kindness is. Now let's get into some substance. Many think that when they get into positions of leadership or prominence that others should be serving them or looking up to them. This is a great way to turn people off and decrease your ability to be charismatic. If your only focus is on you, then eventually all the focus will be off you. Sure, others might run to your attention, but they are doing it for the money or recognition. They're not doing it because of who you are. When you start to focus on others, show some kindness and offer goodwill. Offer some charity. The focus will return to you. When you look for the good in others, you become better yourself. When you start looking for ways to serve, not only do you open the doors to influence, it increases your well-being and your happiness. Dale Carnegie, one of the greats in terms of understanding human nature and winning friends, said, by becoming interested in other people, you will get them to like you faster than if you spent all day trying to get them interested in you. Having goodwill entails being friendly or showing concern with the other person's best interest in mind. Aristotle said, we consider as friends those who wish good things for us and who are pained when bad things happen to us. This concern and kindness means being perceptive and thoughtful. It means being considerate in all your encounters. Always be polite and show genuine concern to those around you. It is a foundation for all interaction and creates a mood of reciprocity and charisma. You will win hearts and loyalty through compassion and goodwill. You demonstrate goodwill by focusing on the positives and being careful with the negatives. Don't be harsh or forceful when dealing with people. Remember, most people can be highly sensitive or feel overly vulnerable. Watch your statements and your actions and always show that you have the audience's best interest in mind. Never criticize someone unless you really need to and do it the right way. Criticism damages your relationship, it destroys the connection you have with them, and hurts your charisma. Instead, find something positive and show goodwill. This will increase acceptance and self-confidence. Many times we correct or criticize in the wrong way, and this destroys the possibility for leadership, loyalty, and charisma. Anytime someone feels stupid, or you are perceived as inconsiderate, your ability to lead or influence diminishes. Little do most people know that their comments cause rebellion and resentment. Show you care, show some goodwill, and you automatically will transfer charisma. A big part of goodwill is the mindset of abundance. Abundance is a state of mind that allows you to give knowing that the universe will reward you. You don't do it for the reward, you do it because it's the right thing to do. As author Stephen Covey said, the abundance mentality, which flows out of a deeper inner sense of personal worth and security, it is the paradigm that there is plenty out there and enough to spare for everyone. It opens possibilities, options, alternatives, and creativity. You know that when you give your time, money, or even skills, that it is not only the right thing to do, It increases your abundance, your health, and your happiness, and your charisma. Get past the scarcity mentality society has given you and see the abundance the world has to offer. Realize we're all on the same human team, and we all have different strengths and weaknesses. Always be willing to share your strengths, and someone will appear to help you with your weaknesses. So what's the application? Simple. Start giving of yourself. Start caring about others. Show your goodwill, and you'll be amazed that the people want to be around you, and you become a happier person. Try some of these simple things to get things started. Do something to improve someone's day. Offer a compliment when least expected. Sincerely ask about someone's day. Look for the small opportunities to serve. Pay the toll of the person behind you. Leave a big tip. Take 10% of your income and give it to a church, charity, or cause. Who's our example? Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. When I think of goodwill, I always think of the Chicken Soup for the Soul guys. Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield created the series of books that have sold over 100 million copies around the world. One of the reasons for their success is they're both good people. They are both willing to help others, give back, and make the world a better place. You could meet either one of them at the airport, and they'd be more than willing to help you. They have also dedicated 10% of the proceeds of each book to a certain charity. They are big believers that the more you give, the more you get. They have donated millions of dollars to great charities around the world. Some would say, sure, they have the money to do that. Well, when they were broke and the first book came out, they already had committed to give 10% to charity. They both admit this is a big key factor to their success. The key here is to be aware of the world around you. You are stuck on your own life. Try to focus on everyone else you meet. Replace all negative thoughts and comments about people with positive ones. Look for the good in others and strive to bring out the best in them. If you can improve the life of everyone you meet, and this could take seconds, in some subtle way, you'll radiate goodwill. Everyone needs a little help now and then. You see what you look for. Look for a chance to place a little goodwill, and you will see everyone benefit.